Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to nparadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio. And we today present to you the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast with our international host, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. Praise the Lord, everybody. Let's just continue to thank God, and then until we hear his voice or until we hear the voice of whomever he has given the assignment to. Come on, let's give God praise and thanks, everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, everyone, let's just give God thanks. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you.
Thank you.
Praise
the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah. Praise him, praise him. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. And thank you so much. God bless you, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan, and for all of you who are on the line this morning. I want to thank you for your prayers on yesterday. I feel much better. And I thank God for being so good to me. My. I have to tell you all about it sometime. But I do have a praise report. God is so good. And let's go to God in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we approach you, Lord, so humbly, because we know that you're the creator of all things. You hurled the sun into space and called the light day and the darkness night. And you did so wonderfully, Lord, until if the sun would move away from the earth just a little, we'd get cool. You're so ultra awesome. We worship you and praise you because you have been so good to us and you loved us first. And even though we know we can't love you as much as you loved us, but we try, Lord. And we give you the glory and give you all the praise for everything that you've done. You're so multitudinously good and so wondrous and so amazing. We ask for forgiveness for anything we said our God. Please be with us and bless us, my Lord, in a bountiful way today. I pray that you would heal the sick, raise those who are down, lift those who are down, and bless every person on this prayer line. People come for miracles. We told them that you are the miracle worker, and you really are, Lord. And so I'm asking you, if you would perform miracles here today. Bless. Oh God, those who are in crisis situations, I pray that you would help them in Jesus' name. Let them have the victory. For you did say to me that 2016 is the year of victory. Some who had prayer requests before you for years, they'll see that they have the victory. Yeah, thank you for it. Now, bless today. We surrender everything to you, Lord, and take over, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Our hearts say yes, our minds say yes, our souls say yes to you. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Amen. God bless you. To all of you, just great for me. Thank you for being here. And we approach you humbly because we know we have so many great people on this line. Just not about Bernard Johnson. I want to thank you for coming from every walk of life, from all church affiliations and denominations. Oh, thank you so much. God is so good and so kind. And we love you, Lord, and we thank you. This is the day that the Lord has made. We do rejoice, and we're glad in it. We enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. We lift up our voice as a voice of triumph and say, thank you, Jesus. Lord, we glory in you. May I say good morning to all of you. Amen. Surely your voice is a better than, well, I must say mine is much better today. Due to prayer. Prayer changes things. I don't want to hear what anybody says. Prayer does change things. So good morning to you. Are y'all out there?
Good morning to me.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Come off of mute and just let's say good morning to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Lord. And do you have a praise for him today? I know the enemy, that's the main thing he's trying to keep you from doing, is opening your mouth and giving God praise. I hope you won't let him do it. When I say praise check, come on in and give him some praise. Amen. Let's do it right now. Praise check. Everybody, praise check. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We
bless your holy name. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you adoration. Open your mouth and praise him, everybody. Thank you, Lord. This is a wonderful day. And we praise you and thank you. And just thank you, Lord. And give you all glory. All the glory. All the glory. All the praise. All the adoration. Belongs to you. Hey. Glory, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, some of y'all haven't praised him yet. Come on, praise him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. Appreciate everything. Come on, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, praise the Lord for all of you. We do praise the Lord for all of you. And I thank God for Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson and for all the ambassadors and all the ambassadors elect. For all of you on this line, I thank God for all the bishops, the superintendent, pastors, elders, and friends. And for all of you coming from everywhere, God is so good. We're going to get praise reports this morning. Hopefully you have one. I know you have one. And hopefully you'll give it. Psalms 105, make known his deeds before the people. Amen. Make known his deeds today before the people. And I hear your voice, Ambassador-elect Farshi. Amen. From Utah. I heard your voice. Amen. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
I want to ask you if you would give your praise report this morning. And if you would get other praise reports, that would be beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The line is open to you. Take it.
Thank the Lord this morning. I just want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, let me see another day that wasn't promised to me, and I just want to thank him. Hallelujah. I always try to sing this song about good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. I hear your bells whenever you're near. There goes my burden. There goes my fear. Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. So that's my praise this morning. So who would be next with a praise?
Oh, my, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, Faith. Let's jump in there.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Ambassador Hodges, and God bless you, Ambassador-elect Farshi. I love hearing you sing that song. It just seems like you just sing it from the depth of your heart. And God bless you. I thank God for the first fruit prayer line. I thank God for another day that he has allowed all of us to see another opportunity to give him thanks before the annual day that they recognize Thanksgiving. We have been thanking him all year long, sending up billions and billions of thanks into the Lord, and I thank God for the opportunity.
I thank God for the youth prayer line last night. Lord knows that it really blessed my soul and blessed others as we began to talk about Matthew 7 and 21, where it says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. I thank God that we have the opportunity to do the will of the Lord, not just say it, not just talk off, but to walk the walk. Thank God for each and every one of you all again, for our chief ambassador, how he says how prayer changes things. And thank God you are sounding better. Thank God for our first lady, for our mother to the nation, and for all of you all. Be blessed in the Lord. All right. Who else have a praise report?
Good morning. This is Ambassador Led Jerry Hall. It's Friday. I'm alive, and I am happy to be on the First Fruits prayer line to get my day started. Hallelujah.
Yay. Thank you.
All right. Come on. Let's keep it going.
Marcia.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning to our Chief Ambassador, Bernard Johnson, and Lady Betty, First Lady Ambassador Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and to you, great woman of God, that took on the task. I, too, love to hear you say that song. I've been trying to write the words down. Amen. Praise the Lord. But can't nobody do it like you, and I just tag on to it because I want to say good morning, Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
Nice having you around. Amen. But
yeah.
I thank God that it's nice that he got me around this morning, woke up in my right mind, been up this morning. And I want to let you know, Chief Ambassador, I prayed for you last night, all night. I prayed for my chief. I'm just blessed today to know that, amen, from Monday through Friday, I have given a praise report on my First Fruit prayer line, and I'm happy in God and thanking God for his multiple blessings, for all that he's doing for us. Oh, my God, we're getting ready for our first snowstorm, and where I am, they say we'll be snowed in. So I'm thanking God in the way that I am prepared. Amen. Praise the Lord. Whatever God wants, that's what I want to. God bless all of you today. Today, pray that you have a blessed weekend and pray that God bless you real good. God bless you today. Back in your hands.
All right. Thank you for that.
Good morning.
All right.
God bless you. God bless you. I honor the Lord this morning. Honor the Lord this morning. I love the Lord. And thanking God for our Chief Ambassador, Lady Betty. Amen. Ambassador Betty. Praise God. There's nothing like being a lady and being the ambassador at the same time. Praise God. Thanking God for Mother Johnson, the mother of the nation, one that has served this prayer line diligently and with words of wisdom, sharing and breaking off nuggets along the way, thanking God for her. Honor you today, Ambassador-elect Linda Farshi, for that song. I tell you, I just love it. I just love it. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Jesus. Hallelujah. I can't do it if you're not around. Praise God. It is such a wonderful thing to know that God has given you a song in your heart that you can bless others with. And it's almost like when Mother Johnson would come on saying, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. The Lord, I look at how God has blessed different ones along the way to drop nuggets into our spirits and to just drop a blessing on the prayer line for others to catch on to. You don't know how many on here would love to know that they could wake up every morning and just say, good morning, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're here. Praise God. Good morning. Good morning, Jesus. We wake up and say, morning to the people around you, the people on your job, the way that some of the people go to work. But to say good morning, Jesus, good morning to the Master, amen. And all night on the youth prayer line. It was just so wonderful. I tell you, it was just miracles on there last night, how God blessed Ambassador Hodges to come up with that scripture, Matthew 7:18-21, talking about the tree that bears fruit, and if it doesn't bear good fruit, it ought to be cut down, and it should be burned up. Praise God, but we know that tree just represents the souls that are serving God. And that was an example just to let us know that we are to be bearers of good fruit, not tail bearers, not lying wonders, but good fruit. Bear some fruit, something that people can look back over and say, good morning, Jesus, too, because you have to have a good day. Having trouble in their life, don't wake up saying good morning. They wake up saying something else. But we just want to let you know that if you're bearing good fruit in your life, you can wake up on a daily basis and say good morning, Jesus. So we appreciate you and all the ambassadors and the ambassadors elect on the line that drop these nuggets into our spirit. So God bless you, Ambassador Elect Farshi, for that. God bless everyone on the line.
Thank you for, you know, saying that. I appreciate that. So does anybody else have a praise?
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador. Yes. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. I just want to praise God for another day. Thank you, Lord. We were in revival last night. And I tell you, God manifested and wrought miracles and delivered in the house. It's different because when people pray and ask God for a revival will come. And I praise God for cancer patients being healed. I praise God for bodies being restored, relationships being restored. And I'm just so thankful. And one request I had in that revival, that the floor only be addressed one time. And the only name to be glorified is God. Because when he's in the room, something will happen. We had an old-fashioned revival. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And I'm excited even the more to see what God is going to do on tonight. And the topic was, if you give God what he wants, he'll give you what you need. And something happens when the blood hits the ground. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. And I'll have to share it on another day. Just give you enough to whet your appetite. God, thank you. God bless you, woman of God.
Thank you. Does anyone else have a praise this morning? Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank God this morning. This is Ambassador Lake Mother Wilson. I'm grateful to the Lord this morning for being alive. He's alive and well, and myself is so grateful for the prayer line because it has been a blessing to not only me, but to my family. I want you to continue to pray for us because the Lord is good and God is worthy to be praised. God bless you.
God bless you, too. And we want to know if anybody else have a praise this morning.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Ambassador Lake Mother Digby. I want to say I thank and give an honor to Dr. Johnson and to everyone that is on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for his goodness to me. I thank him for how he came into my life and how he saved me and how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he keeps me by the day with a mind to wholly follow him. I thank and praise the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for this prayer line. I just enjoy it every morning. And I want to say I thank and praise the Lord for all that I heard on this morning. I heard some good things on this line this morning, and it just keeps you with a mind to come back and hear more. And I thank the Lord for the leader of this praise service this morning. I thank the Lord for her, and I thank the Lord for all of his goodness to me. The more thankful I am, like, the more Lord, give me to be thankful for. God does so many good things. Just let us breathe this air. And just thank him for keeping us alive and thanking him for this precious way of holiness and for a mind to walk upright before him.
All right. How many more you want me to do, Dr. Johnson?
I think that maybe one more.
Okay.
Let me do one more report.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning.
Good
morning. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would we be? I praise and thank God this morning. This is Ambassador-elect Johnson in Bronx, New York. I give honor to my chief and to Ambassador Betty and Mother Johnson and to all whose honor is due on this line this morning. God bless you all. I just want to say I just thank God for life today. I thank God for waking me up this morning and starting me on my way in my right mind. When I woke up, before my feet hit the floor, I started praising God, and I started talking to him, and I'd always tell him, good morning, Father, good morning, Jesus, good morning, Holy Spirit. I always tell God I love him, and I thank him for loving me. And I just praise and thank God because his mercy endures forever, and I just want to praise and thank God for his goodness towards me, towards you, and how he is just blessing us. And I ask you all to keep me in your prayers as I pray for you. God bless you and have a blessed day.
All right. We finna give it back over to the chief.
Thank you so much. And yes. Dr. Farsi, thank you so very much. You did a wonderful job. Amen. Sing that good morning. Why don't you go ahead and sing that before we get into our prayer request. Good morning, Jesus.
Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. I hear doorbells whenever you're near. There goes my burden. There goes my fear. Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Man, God bless you.
Thank you.
And maybe you ought to go over there and sing that to the Mormons a little bit. Amen. Well, good morning again to all of you. I'm having a I get there in time, say hello. Amen. God bless you. Can someone, with someone on the front line, let me say this before I go into further. My voice is better. And I feel like the enemy was trying to do something last night. But your prayers helped me. I heard Ambassador Stern say she prayed for me on that phone. And that was the Holy Ghost, because I felt like the enemy was trying to take me out of here. But here I am. Thank God. Thank you for your prayers. Amen. I have to tell you all about it sometime. Let's keep it up. Go to our prayer request in just a moment. I just want to just remind y'all that on Thanksgiving Day and Thanksgiving night, the first was worldwide prayer and praise and victimized. We're going to be giving God during this day over, our goal is over 4 billion. To get God over 4 billion praises on Thanksgiving Day. I didn't say million. I said over 4 billion praises on Thanksgiving Day. How are you going to do it? We're going to start off in the morning with praise on the prayer line. And yes, the prayer line will be operating on Thanksgiving Day at 6 a.m. Those who can join us, if you're not, if you're cooking, just put it, say good morning and put it on you and join us. We're going to start out the first fruits. Amen. We're going to give him our first fruits. Amen. As we do every day. But on Thanksgiving Day, especially, let's give him our first fruits.
and we'll start out 6 a.m. to 7 o'clock. On Wednesday, we normally would have the shut-in, all night shut-in, but the chief, God moved my heart, left it in compassion, so y'all can cook and prepare those delicious meals that you normally do for your family. Family is very important. And then on the Thanksgiving morning after the prayer line, spend a whole day long with your family. And we're going to come back and we're going to open it up with the prayer at 7 at 6 o'clock. And then close it out on Thanksgiving Day with all night prayer at 9 o'clock. Won't you make a sacrifice for the Lord? And today, make a sacrifice for him. Amen. I know perhaps some of y'all will have been up several hours Wednesday night. Some of y'all may not even go to bed. But let's make a sacrifice for him on this day. At 9 o'clock, we're coming back. We're going to combine the blog line and the prayer line. And that day, we'll offer over 4 billion praises unto the Lord. They're going to come from all Africa, Asia, India, Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, all over there where they're fighting. They'll be praising the Lord. Russia, Germany, France, England, just all over the world. And I'm going to challenge them to have a big God over 4 billion praises. My God, my God. Lord, don't make me shout in this car on my way. Thank you. We have praise water all over the world. I'll be leading people to thank you, God, a thousand times. Amen. Hopefully, you'll join us and read this word out. And on Thanksgiving night, I'm beginning at 9 o'clock. Well, don't forget about the 6 o'clock on Thanksgiving Day. We started out with praise, and then Thanksgiving night. At 9 o'clock, we're going to stay there and praise them all night long. My God. My God. My God. My God. And begin at 9 o'clock and go to 7 o'clock and stay home. The Lord bless you. You join us and let's get the word out. Amen. It's going to be good. All right. So God bless you. We're ready now. Have the prayer request and then get prayer that changes things. Get it in. Who will speak those prayer requests? I'm in my car and I can't get the voice. But if you will, the Lord has a special message. Sometimes I'm not God has a special message. So you prayer request and give me my put me on your prayer request, if you would. Amen. A lot is important for that. And I volunteer to receive the prayer request. For just jump in right now. Anybody?
God bless you, Chief. This is Ambassador Hodges. I'll take the prayer request this morning.
Thank you so much. A lot is important.
Thank you. And as all of you all heard, now is the time for those of you that have prayer requests that you would like for us to lift up before the Lord this morning. We're going to open the line for you. We'll be the first one. Of course, we want to first of all put our Chief Ambassador and our Lady Ambassador Lady Johnson as well as Mother Johnson on the prayer list, first of all. Anyone else? Is there another prayer request this morning?
Come up there and give your name.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Ambassador Stern. I want to put my brother on the prayer list. His name is Evangelist Edward Ellington.
Thank you very much for that request. Ambassador Stern. Is there another one?
This is Sister Bachelor Linda Farsi from Utah.
I just want to put my name on the list with my family, and we lost the mother of the church the other day, and her name is Geneva Walter. So we just want to keep that family in prayer.
All right. Anyone else?
Our Mother D.D., I want to put on the line Evangelist Gloria Ellington. I haven't heard her voice in a while. And also Sister Castile from Minnesota. I miss them. I don't know what the condition is, but I just want to put them on for prayer.
Yes, ma'am.
We have Ambassador Elect Mother Wilson. I'm putting my family in a request on prayer today and myself. It seems like my thoughts are not like they want to be this morning. But God is good. And I just want you to continue to pray for me. And I have unspoken requests and prayer. Pray for the Glory Land Church of God in Christ family. That God will bless them and give them good health.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Sister Jolene Garnett requesting prayer for Mother Franklin. We haven't heard her for a long time. From my grandson Kendrick and my pastor, Baron L. Gill.
This is Sister Lucille, and I have an unspoken request.
Okay. Good morning. Ambassador-elect Jones, 314. I want to put a friend of mine, her daughter was incarcerated, and she's addicted to heroin. And I want to ask the Lord to save her and help her to fight this addiction she's going through. And also I want to pray for a friend of mine, Cleveland. I want to pray for his relationship with his son and his son's mom. And I'd like to ask the saints to pray for Dr. Johnson, Sister Betty, Mother Johnson. And please pray for me. I stand in need of a financial blessing. Thank you.
Okay, and what is the name of the young lady with the addiction problem?
Do you know what? I'm driving right now, and she texted to me. And I don't know it right now, but I'll give it to you guys later because I can't remember it right now.
All right.
But her mother's name is Janice.
Okay, it looks like we're going to have 8:10. I'm going to pray, and if anyone would like to pray behind me, please feel free to do so. I will not stop anyone that the Lord leads to pray today. Let's go before the throne of grace. Oh God, I thank you this morning, Lord. Thank you, thank you. And saints, let me just tell you, it's okay to open up and we pray with one another. Bombard heaven. And let's just, first of all, ask God to forgive us. Father, we come before you right now. We're asking you to forgive us, Lord. Forgive us for those sins of omission and those sins of commission, God. Forgive us for those things that we've done that were not pleasing in your sight. Lord, forgive us for times that we should have done things for you and we failed to do so. As we come before you this morning, God, we want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you for your miraculous healing power, for how you're touching the body of our chief, Lord. For asking that you continue to bless him, Lord. Continue to keep him, Lord. Continue to impart wisdom in him, God. Lord, give him the strength that he needs. We know that he's wearing many, many hats. But God, we know that you are a God that cannot fail. And we're asking you to continue to keep your arms around him, to keep the hedge around our chief ambassador. God, look on his companion that stands by his side. Ambassador Lady Betty, a wonderful woman of God, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because we know that she, too, is carrying just as much as he's carrying. She's holding him up, God, and we're asking you to bless her, Lord. Bless her strength, Lord.
bless her because she's one of those quiet ones in the background. But God, she's a powerful woman of God. We're asking you to keep her encouraged, God. Grant her the desires of her heart, God. Continue to put the compassion in her heart for others, Lord. We thank you for the difference that she's making in so many lives of women. The examples that she's setting, Lord, we thank you for this great woman of God. And Lord, we call her name of the mother to the nation. Lord, look on Mother Johnson today, God. We thank you because we know that you have brought her from a mighty long way. And we're thanking you, thanking you, thanking you, Jesus. We're thanking you for her life. We're thanking you for the many, many prayers, God. We're thanking you for even in the beginning how she's just come on and she would run the prayer line. God, we thank you for the wisdom, for the nuggets that this great woman of God has dropped in our lives. God, we're asking you to look on Ambassador Stern's brother, Evangelist Edward Ellington. We thank you for his life. We thank you for the souls that he's touched. We thank you for the work that he has already put in for your kingdom, God. And Lord, whatever it is that he stands in need of, God, we're asking that wherever he is, that you go there and you touch his body. Lord, let your will be done in his life, God. We're thanking you, thanking you, thanking you, Lord. We're thanking you for the great woman of God, his sister, that called out his name, God. We know that she's a praying vessel, God. But Lord, right now, we are praying for her. God, we thank you for everything that she's done, for every prayer that she's sent up on behalf of others, Lord. We're thanking you for them. And if she prays for her brother, God, we want to touch and agree with her. Send up some corporate prayers right now for her brother. And whatever your will is, God, we're asking you to let it be done in that life, God. Lord, we thank you for Sister Ambassador-elect for she, God. We thank you for her willing spirit. We thank you for that wonderful song that she introduced to the prayer line, Good Morning, Jesus. And Lord, she wakes up with that song on her mind, and we thank you for how she shared it with others. God, we're asking that you send her a blessing this morning. You know what she stands in need of this morning, God. And Lord, we're asking that you grant the desires of her heart. Look on her family, God. Look on the family of Mother Jenny Maranto, God, as they prepare for her homegoing service. Be there with them, Lord. Keep down confusion in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for that mighty vessel, that ambassador-elect Mother Digby, God. We thank you for her life. We thank you for her dedication to the prayer line, Lord. We just thank you, and we love Mother Digby on this prayer line as she calls out the names of Evangelist Gloria Ellington and Sister Elaine Caskill. You know where they are, God, and you know what they stand in need of. Lord, we're asking you today in the name of Jesus that you would just send us a sign. Let us hear from them. Let somebody know that they're okay. We know that you have not forsaken or forgotten them, God. We're asking you in the name of Jesus that wherever they are, Lord, that you continue to bless them and keep your loving arms around them. God, we thank you for Mother Wilson, this great, great woman of God. We thank you for this praying vessel, Lord. She stands in need of a blessing, God, as she calls out the name for our family, God. We're asking you to look on her family, look on her granddaughter, God, wherever she may be, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let this mother rest and have peace, knowing that her family is okay. God, we're asking you that you look on her church, Glory Land Church of God in Christ, as well as her unspoken request. You know what it is, Lord, even though she may not have spoken it out. You know what it is. And God, as we come to Sister Geraldine Garnett, what a precious, precious woman of God, always thinking as others as she lifts up the name of Mother Franklin. Wherever Mother Franklin is, God, we're asking that you have your arms of protection around her, God, that you, she's in pain, that you heal her body in the name of Jesus. God, we're asking you to look on her grandson, Kendrick. Lord, you heard her call his name many times.
times before. And we're asking that whatever this grandmother is desiring for him, that you save him, you bless him, and you keep a hedge of protection around him in the name of Jesus. Look on Pastor Hill this morning, God, your man servant, Lord. We're asking that you continue to impart wisdom and health and strength in him in the name of Jesus. Sister Lucille comes before us, God. Oh, Lord, look on Sister Lucille. Look on Sister Lucille, God. Oh, God, look on Sister Lucille. Grant her the desires of her heart. Lord, we thank you for that praise report she gave yesterday that her son was back home. And, God, I know you're still working out situations with Sister Lucille. God, give her the desires of her heart. You know her unspoken requests. God, give her a closer walk with you. Look on her family, God. Let her know, Lord, that you have not forgotten about her. No matter what the devil try to make it look like, that you got her, Lord. And God, we're asking you to continue to bless her, Lord. Give her the desires of her heart. Look on that unspoken request, God. And we lifting up Ambassador-elect Sister Jones right now. And Lord, we're asking that person with that addiction problem, God, we know that you can break every chain. And we're asking you to break that chain of addiction. Any of those imps, demonic spirits that try to attach themselves with this individual, God, we're asking that you cover it in your blood. Cover that person. Take that taste out of their mouth, God. In the name of Jesus, God, she said it's heroin. And society says heroin is a hard one to break. But God, we know that you can break that thing instantly. In the name of Jesus, we're asking that you deliver this person, God. Destroy that yoke. Remove that face. Destroy those withdrawals. Oh, God, destroy it, God. Destroy it. Destroy it, God. Oh, Satan, we bind you in the name of Jesus. And he that the Lord has set free will be free indeed. And we're asking that you free this individual for that desire for that heroin in the name of Jesus. Look on Cleveland and that relationship today, God, in the name of Jesus. And look on everybody that's standing in need of a financial blessing. As we come into the holiday, we know that, Lord, that there are some people that just can't handle it. But God, let them know that you got them and you will supply every one of their needs. Lord, we're asking that you look on everybody on this prayer line today, Lord. Bless them this week and look on the revival that Ambassador Stitt is running, God. Let somebody get delivered tonight, God. Let her come back on Monday with a praise report of what you have done. Let everyone on this prayer line have a praise report of what you did over the weekend, God. As we come down to the last few days of the year, God, you said through your man of God that we're going to get blessings like we've never seen in 2015. God, it's not too late. It's not too late. And we know that you are a man that cannot lie. God, those that are standing in the need of that miracle, God, I'm asking that you manifest it, Lord. Let it come forth, God. Let it come forth in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're thanking you right now. If we can't do anything else this morning, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, we want to pray about being into a miracle, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, because we know you're doing it, Lord. We know you're doing it. You're fixing it. Oh, God, we know you're fixing it. God, we know you're fixing it, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you. Glory to your name.
Thank you.
God, glory to your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Look on those that are incarcerated, Lord. Fix it, Lord. Fix it. Fix it. Fix it, Lord. And we thank you. And we take his name, God, immediately. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.